It's the Metal Enema on Solar Fall Radio, solarfall.com. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agaporn and Sepikak.
How's it going, everybody? Another week, another show. I hope you guys had a good 4th of July. I guess
and
that's...
777.
Yeah. Well, it's just a rip-off National Day of Slayer.
That's right, fuckers.
Yeah.
Having a year.
With 7 and a 7 in it and... You know, it's nitpicky, but I was actually listening to the classical station, and the announcer was actually being too pretentious for her own good, because...
Never! Which one was that? Diane Donovan?
Yeah, I think so, because...
In the morning?
No, it was the afternoon, but she's...
Sarah Hessel? Maybe?
Yeah, it was this very soft-voiced woman who sounded like she'd never had an orgasm, and she's talking about some composer who wrote his first piece in...
1907?
No, 1907. And I went, I don't think that's correct. I think you're trying to be too... You say 1907. If that's the case, does she say
27?
Yeah, does she say 27? That's what I was going to say. Do you say 27? You don't say 2000? Because you don't say... You don't have to... It's not technically correct to say 2007, but you say it's 2007. You don't say 27. There is a zero in there. There's an ought in the middle of that. Why? It's like, if you're going to be that way about it, why don't you say ought? Yeah, 1907. Or if she's really going to be that pretentious about it, why doesn't she say in the year 1907?
Yeah.
It's just a completely infinitesimal thing. But I hate it. Most everybody gets everything wrong grammatically.
Oh yeah.
And then there's a handful of people that are trying so hard to avoid that they're actually being grammatically incorrect in a pseudo-intellectual way.
Yeah. One of the pet peeves that I just kind of have had to let go is the people that, and it's growing more and more common now, where they'll say O instead of zero.
Oh,
it's usually written as like O-H, you know, like O-H. So sometimes people write it O-H.
You mean like when they're typing?
When they're typing, or when it's in a story or a write up, and somebody's quoting somebody that says 07, you know, it's like OH7. Anyway.
Oh, okay. You're making me say O now.
Yeah. O means O. Yeah. O means zero. I do it too when I say like, you know, 07, 07, 07, if I'm talking about a date. But when people are reading off numbers, you know, it's like my number is. 912-4108.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's zero. It's not operator 8.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was actually discussing with Mr. Terra Incognita about language and shit that people get wrong over here and shit that people get wrong over in Germany. And he and I were arguing about the use of the double S or the S set. And he said that in Germany, they just passed a language reform, like the grammatical
like
reform.
The Rheinheits word
spoke.
Yeah.
No, apparently every, I don't know, few decades or hundreds of years or something, they will, centuries, I guess. See? Centuries! Hundreds of years! They will go back and refine or attempt to refine or the German language.
And the German bloodline.
Yeah. And, they apparently did that a couple of years ago. They just passed this grammatical reform that they're trying to get rid of, like smooth out some things that people are too stupid, like Germans now and a lot of people that are foreigners, you know, Turks, are having trouble with. So they're trying to get rid of the est set as a letter.
I think that's bad.
Yeah.
I think they should force all Germans to stop freely using okay and sorry. They need to go back to saying entschuldigen or entstimmt, you know, or you know, jawohl or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, but because they always say, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
No, it needs to, they need to go back to saying entschuldigen, you know, or tut mir leid. That's what they need to say. isn't that right? Is it tut mir leid?
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
That's like a very formal way of saying I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's like that word obelus that we were talking about the other day, obolus, so O-B-O-L-U-S or O-L-O-U-S, I forget the spelling, which is apparently a very old, formal, almost medieval term for, it means cover charge, basically, but it's an old, formal way of saying the tax or fee or amount that you would be
expected to
pay in order to receive the honor of being able to be let in to see
the event that is going on.
And of course, if we were talking to a Brazilian person, they would say all that
to try and get to the one word. The Brazilians always do that, apparently. South Americans, just in general, they will know every single word except the word that they're trying to describe. It's like, it's one of those things that has the steering wheel and the acceleration pedal and maybe a radio and an air conditioner in it that you use to get from place to place. You mean a car? Yes, that's it.
Exactly. It's like, how do you say... We say car. One syllable, three words. C-A-R.
Oh, this letter, the one that ends with the... Usually when you say car, it's at the end of the word. You mean an R? Yes. Your people are taking the long way around.
Just point and grunt like good Americans
do.
Yeah,
I was about to say, well, I guess I shouldn't criticize. We can't do it at all. Yeah. Well, actually, I can. I speak Spanish just fine. Pendejo! See? I speak Spanish.
El trabajar necesito su baño, por favor. ¿Dónde está la tiempo? Come on, you stupid bitch. Clean the fucking bathroom.
No, actually, there's always, because especially in Texas, but in most places in the country now, I think most cleaning jobs are done by Mexicans.
Yeah.
And I was taking a shit. And the woman, she's pretty polite about it. The cleaning lady knocked on the door to the bathroom. And, you know, it echoes in there. So I just went, ocupado! And she just kind of waited politely.
Yeah.
It's like, yep, speaking, you know.
I just yell, entrez-vous!
That was like that old joke about the most horrible thing that can happen to you in a public bathroom. Yeah. You're like, knock on the stall. Come in! So we've got a great show, as always. If we didn't, I don't know why we'd be here, but yeah, it happens sometimes.
Because we have to.
Yeah. We're getting paid all this money. We got this long-standing contract.
Obligado.
Yeah, with Clear Channel. Yeah. So,
Sirius is knocking on the door.
Conoces sus derechos. So we're going to go ahead and kick it off. Actually, we'd mentioned our good friend over at Terra Incognito, and we're going to go ahead and dedicate this song to him. This is... Mysticum with Kingdom Comes. Oh, yes. I decree that you will like it, baby. Oh, yes.
Forsooth, I have arrived upon your tits.
I'm going to give you a drubbing.
Yeah.
That was Vomit from Still Rotting with the song Rotting Flesh. That is that re-release of their old demos that we've been playing for the last couple of weeks. Available through the Ina Offensive.
On That's vinyl.
On vinyl. As it's. And I think it'll be back on CD.
Oh, okay. He'll restock.
Yeah. The Ina Offensive. That's A-J-N-A Offensive.com.
T-E-H.
T-E-Ina Offensive. Before that, we had No Reason to Exist from Creator,
yes.
Which at this point, in fairness, they don't. So, from all the reports I heard about the European tour, apparently we went and saw Creator, and we talked about this before, I'm pretty sure.
But, yeah.
Milo was doing the thing where he was trying to get everybody to go nuts for Flag of Hate.
Come on, everybody! Let's all get together and say it this time. It's time to raise the flag! All right, everybody, come on. Really, I mean it this time with passion and vigor. It's time to raise! Now, look. I need everybody in the room here, not just these five people up front, but all of you people.
And he wouldn't even give anybody a chance to cheer. You know, it's like he'd interrupt us.
I need all of you in the back. This isn't just, this is for the new kids as well as the old kids. This is the one. We're going to try it again one more time. It's time to raise the flag of hate.
You know, the funniest part, though, is that when I went to see Watain in Florida, I chatted with the guys and I asked them, so how was it with Celtic Frost and Creator? That must have been really something because they went out with Celtic Frost and Creator right. in Europe. And Eric went on to say that he said, oh, well, the Celtic Frost guys were really amazing. And from our experience with them, that doesn't surprise me. You know, he said they were really interesting
guys.
They're
so gentle and clever.
Yeah, and loving.
Yeah.
But then,
just cute little teddy bears.
But then he went on to say that the guys in Creator are a bunch of just washouts who care nothing about metal. They only care about soccer and, comfort. And the worst part is that I said, it's like, yeah, God. And they're kind of trying on stage. Milo was trying to incite everybody to Flag of Hate for like 10 minutes. And he goes, yes, they did that every night. He's like, every night we're backstage and it's the same thing. Oh, come on now. You can do it better than that. It's time to... I mean, it's like literally, they said that was like the worst part of the whole tour for them. Having to sit through that
Flag
every night.
Hate, the intro for
just,
Flag
yeah,
of Hate.
The 10-minute preamble to Flag of Hate. Him trying to get everybody to cheer for that song is like twice as long as the length of the song.
Yeah.
So anyway, you'll notice that we don't play a lot of Latter-day Creator here on the show, and there's reasons for that.
No, we pretty much cease to acknowledge Creator after Extreme Aggression.
Yeah, there's a couple of tracks on Coma of Souls that are worth hearing, but they seem like they were written during the Extreme Aggression period.
Yeah.
So, go figure. So, we had a story, current events.
In the news, there was this Mexican kid that... Mexican-American, I forget what the article said, but he flung himself to his death on the cruise ship, off a cruise ship that he happened to be on. And presumably he was on the cruise ship with his family working. Sorry. Presumably he was on the cruise ship spending the settlement money that he received last year after he was ass-raped with a beach umbrella by some skinheads shouting white power after he had this Mexican kid had made a pass at one of the skinheads' 12-year-old sister while at a party where everyone was doing Xanax.
What I want to know is what was he doing at the party in the first place, and why did they then decide it was white power time?
Yeah, well,
did the clock strike 12? And it's white power time!
Ding 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 ding!
Should have left 5 minutes ago.
And the question is, why did they feel like it was necessary to yell white power while they were ass raping him with a pole? That's just kind of strange and inopportune use of white power, motherfucker.
Yes. Yeah, poink. Well, it seems like the even though he did ultimately kill himself, it seems like the pull up the ass had
I can no longer live with this shame of what I done.
I let him do it to me. I was not a man.
I didn't resist, and I bit my lip.
Well, also, maybe he was trying to come to grips with the awakening it brought in him, because he did go on a cruise after
that.
Right. I mean, he didn't buy like a race car or a bunch of beer and cigarettes with his settlement money. No,
he went on
a cruise.
On a cruise with a bunch of gay men.
Yeah. So it seems like it had a wide-reaching effect on the boy. And then he went, "Good God, what have I become?" And jumped off and...
The chain!
Would have been ironic and sad if he jumped off and landed on a smaller boat passing by and impaled his ass on the antenna.
It's happening again! Ah, so. I love it! Flog, flog, flog.
That actually brings us to a perfect introduction to our next song, which is... the song Impaler's Wolves from Graveland.
Yeah.
We haven't played this in a long time. It's a long song.
It's kind of a redo, new song from Carpathian
Wolves.
Wolves.
It's kind of, it was really the first thing that ushered in kind of Graveland 3.0.
Right.
So
now we're on Graveland 4.1.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
somewhere there. Honestly, I haven't really kept up recently. He's very prolific, and he puts out. I mean, I'll be online. I'm going, what the fuck Graveland album is this?
Yeah,
it's like
I haven't listened to anything after
Following the
Searching.
Voice of Blood.
Oh no,
Memory and Destiny.
No, much after that.
Razor Sword.
After that. It's not Unvanquished, but that was the title suggested by somebody.
Oh yeah. The Vanishing of Emptiness,
Flight of Fancy. It was a long digipack.
Yeah, I've got it. I don't even remember what it is. It probably, if I picked it up right now, it probably has dusts on it.
Yeah,
but I was watching a show on Vlad the Impaler, and I went, ah, yeah, there's a whole long form EP for this. So,
and it's good.
It's good.
The chain.
And
That was Impaler's Wolves from Graveland. This is the Metal Enema. I am Agapornis Epicac.
I'm the Undertaker.
And you're listening on Solar Fall Radio. MySpace.com/MetalEnema, MetalEnema@gmail.com if you want to complain.
Yeah, you don't care. Yeah, you just want us to make with the funny and then not contribute anything. But that's fine.
That's fine.
And now, a special NBC Movie of the Week. The Chain.
Vincent. Yeah, you like that? White power!
I cannot live with what I have experienced. I am no longer a man.
The Chain!
Kind of makes me think of the coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons. Just a little puff of dust.
Which would be better if the Roadrunner was fucking the coyote in the ass every episode with a pole.
And then the coyote jumps off.
Keeps throwing himself off the cliff.
The chain. Well, coyote's
throws
not.
Down the Acme hole.
Right, oh, yeah, yeah.
The chain. Actually, he would just have a sign.
Oh, yeah. The chain. Blink. The chain. Oh, come on. It's not funny. What's wrong with us?
It is funny. He made a pass at a 12-year-old while doing Xanax at a party with skinheads. Then he got ass raped with a pole. Then he must have gotten a settlement to go on a cruise a year later.
Yeah, from the Make-A-Wish Foundation for kids who've been anally raped.
And then he threw himself to his death.
Mm. I can't wait.
What's not funny about any of that?
Hey, I really like this party. It's pretty cool. Say, she looks cute. She's 12, dude. It's okay. Hey, what are you doing later? Hey, what the fuck? Oh, no, it's cool, man. The fuck it is? Boom. White power.
Here, give me that. Yeah. White power.
Hey, what are you carrying that umbrella for? It's hot out. Fuck you. Give me that thing. White power. White power.
Yeah.
Surgery.
There. Good as new. Yeah. Good as new. Well, see, you did the actual transcript of it. I was going to say that I was waiting for the A&E recreation. Like, you know how they used to have that show?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
The Unsolved Mysteries or whatever kind of thing.
Or the first 48.
No, but you know how they always have the dramatizations? It's like, you know, Paco Ramirez went to a party that night. He wasn't expecting any trouble. You know, before he knew it, and it cuts to him talking to like this 8-year-old girl, you know, the actress portraying, or no, actually, no.
With his cock out.
No. Actually, no, the girl's like,
my cock is simple in your mouth. Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's the 8-year-old girl with her cock out.
Yeah.
My cock is slapping you in the mouth.
That's not how A&E does it.
My cock is slapping you in the mouth. No, little girl, stop.
No, I'd be like,
hey, you don't like it? Come here, what it's really like. You want to be someone's bitch? We'll make you someone's bitch. Oh, yeah, dropping umbrellas.
Was that in like News of the Weird, or was it like front? It couldn't have been front page news.
It was on one of the news websites.
Huh. Go figure. Well, there's so many of them, and I mean, they're.
Well, actually, today the highlight of the day was reading the article about the guy that made a lawn chair balloon. He tied a bunch of helium balloons to a lawn chair and flew 193 miles. So that was kind of the highlight.
Didn't that guy do that before?
He did before. And
he had like a BB gun and just shoot out a couple of balloons.
There's been a couple of people that did that.
Yeah, I was thinking about how the BB gun would be a little iffy because, you know, balloons are not really tough to begin with. And you could like pop out like, you know, a whole bunch at a time. You go, bing, pow, oh shit. And you're just going, yeah. Pow, 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 oh shit. And
the cheese.
Exactly. Oh my, we're having a lot of fun. You know, Mortuus is our band of the month.
Yes.
I actually owe the band an apology. I had to make a correction on the website. It was my understanding that there was one member of Deadfoot mm-hmm. in Mortuus. That's technically correct, but he was only in the band for a very short time, and he didn't actually play on any of their recorded material.
Ah, I
found
see.
This out after the fact. So, not a big deal, but actually...
Got an angry letter from Didfid.
No, actually...
This guy wasn't in the fucking band!
No, actually, that would have been funny. Actually,
white power!
But actually, it was a guy from Mortuus who politely contacted Solarfall and said, I see that you've got us as one of your bands of the month, our show, and this actually isn't technically correct.
My cock is slapping you in the mouth.
Yes, as always.
Very polite.
Yeah, exactly. He went on to say, oh yeah, dropping fucking loads all over your face. And please, if you would change this information. I just assumed that to be correct because... Mortuus and Deadfoot have a lot of sounds in common, which is not a bad thing. I like both bands.
Yeah.
But anyway, it just so that's our correction. It's not featuring former members of Deadfoot officially. It's a completely different entity. So
Mortuus now featuring some loudmouth who says he was in Deadfoot.
No.
What a dick.
Yep.
The chame.
So this is the song Illumination of Job, which is what I experience.
They illuminate every day.
Yeah, I'd sit there and go,
fucking
this
fluorescent
fucking
lights.
Well, yeah, no, I actually sit there and go, this sucks.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's Illumination of Job. It's off their album De Contemplanda Morte. So let's go ahead and play it. We'll be right back.
That was The Illumination of Job, The Rebirth in the Sterile Triad of Six, and Supplication for the Demise of All from
Mortuus.
Mortuus, now featuring a dude that says he was in Dirtford.
For 3 weeks.
What a dick.
Kind of like a Wagner Antichrist, how when...
How he was in Sarcophago.
No. Don't you remember when... INRI came out in the States finally after Beneath the Remains was a hit over here. And then there was actually, it said, featuring the former vocalist of Sepultura on the packaging.
Yeah.
And there was this whole furor over that because Max Cavalera was like, he didn't contribute anything. He wasn't in the band that long. It's bullshit, blah, 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 you know, so... Yeah, that was pretty funny, you know. Just, they didn't even have the actual cover of them in the graveyard. It was just a black album cover. With the logo on it. I mean, this is only when it was available on tape.
Yeah.
And it said, vaguely, featuring former singer Sepultura. And the white sticker on there. I wish I still had that.
White sticker!
Yeah. We have a band from... Anyone remember a band? A little something from Florida? Called Resurrection? No, you don't.
Nope.
Probably you don't. This was a band that was like pretty much... fourth wave American Floridian death metal. They weren't bad, but they were basically just kind of another variant on Malevolent Creation. They featured Alex Marquez, who was the drummer on Malevolent Creation's album Retribution.
Yeah.
They were produced by Scott Burns. I think he was one of the last it was one of the last bands that he produced.
Both of those statements get a reply of who wasn't?
Yeah, and well, exactly.
The drummer was Alex Marquez. What band wasn't he the drummer for?
Oh, well, he wasn't a drummer for a lot of bands.
Well, he was in a few. Run with the Joke.
Who else was he with? He played for Disincarnate on their demo. I don't know if he played on the album. I can't remember. I don't think he did. He played on their demo. He played in a bunch of stuff at that time.
Malevolent Creation, and then wasn't he... Didn't he do some session work afterwards?
Yeah, he did. And then it was him and Dave Kullross.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. And then... Oh, what was the name of that guy who was from Texas? He played in Suffocation for a little bit. He played in, God, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
That one kid. Didn't you go to school with him?
I might. No, I thought you did.
No. One of my other friends went to school with him.
Yeah, I didn't go to school with him, but.
Kevin Talley.
Yes, Kevin Talley.
Yes, who basically dug a grave for himself by being a cocky motherfucker. He was a good drummer, but he wasn't as good as he thought he was. And he tried out for Slayer even, and he and Prescriptor were both angling for that position. And it was funny because apparently Hanneman liked Prescriptor, you know, from Absu.
Right.
For those of you who don't know who Prescriptor is, fuck you. But Jeff Hanneman liked Prescriptor reportedly, and Kerry King hated him. And he's like going, man, the guy has no fucking control whatsoever. I mean, he just totally split those cymbals in half. And reportedly, Prescriptor said that the reason he did it was because it was Vinnie Paul from Pantera's drum set that he was playing on when he went to meet them. And he knew that, and he wanted to fuck that drum set up as badly as possible.
Hell yeah!
Exactly. So, yeah.
Hell yeah!
So,
God damn!
Yeah, that band. I barely want to talk about it, but yeah, that band. Hell yeah! They have a song called Hell Yeah,
and another song called God Damn.
My favorite song from them hasn't been released as a single yet. Holy shit!
Well, yeah,
and son of
a bitch,
Motherfucker's kind of underrated too. Motherfucker.
And the single, what the remix? What the fuck?
Yeah, the live.
What the fuck?
Yeah, the Leibach remix. Yeah. What the fuck? I'm so glad that Dimebag Darrell gave his life so that we could have Hell Yeah. What a triumph.
Thank you, son of man.
All right, so Resurrection.
I get my only begotten Dimebag.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah can be born.
Hell yeah. It's even worse.
Dimebag loves me, yes I know. Cause hell yeah tells me so. Goddamn.
It's like one step from being just a professional wino. Goddamn. Yeah, you want some change?
Hell yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, that's
oh man.
We're gonna start our own band. Oh man, that's gonna be our
Abomination.
Money. Yep. No, we're going to start our own band. Aw, man. We're going to make all that money.
A-W-W-M-A-N-N.
Exclamation point.
Oh, man.
With our first song, Some Bitch.
You could have said no.
All right. So, as I was saying, Resurrection. This is a song disembodied. From their album Embalmed Existence. This is not something that you see very often these days floating around. But the one thing I forgot to say, the one thing that sets them apart from all the other Florida
is
bands...
is that they're hardcore Christians.
No.
Yeah, no, so is Mortification.
But, no, but Resurrection is not. But they
don't they have a cross in the...
No, okay. No. You're thinking of a different Resurrection. This was just a straight-up death metal band. I wouldn't play a Christian band on our show. But what I will say is that they did something that no other band has managed to do. They actually resurrected Bon Scott from AC/DC and had him do a bunch of spoken word intros for every song.
Oh, really?
A lot of people don't remember this, and I think this is partly what affected their album sales. So let's just play it now and just take it in. Just see what you think.
In the beginning of time, there was darkness. While I lay resting in my mother's womb, I soon became a part of the light world. Young in body, evil at heart. With little love around, I became aware of death. I should have been executed early in life for the crimes my mind commits daily.
We'll be right back.
Satanic War Master with 666, not to be confused with the catharsis song of the same name from Karelian Satanist Madness. Before that, three mind-blowing tracks from Fallen Christ's Abduction Ritual. That was Infernal Majesty. Before that, Kill of the Newborn. And before that, Burn of the Altar. Didn't play Fuck of the Ass because it just wasn't Beharit. Before that, with Sadomasochistic Rites from Drawing Down the Moon. Yes, if you really listen, you can hear just how loud he's whispering into the mic. Before that, we had Disembodied from Resurrection, introduced by Bon Scott. My balls are always bouncing.
My balls are always full, and everybody comes and comes again.
And when people kick me in my balls, and
my cock is slapping you in the mouth. I insert this pole, my power, the chain.
The chain!
The chain!
Yeah, I think they probably realized they needed to come up with something more euphemistic because originally it was just, my big dick is going on and out of your ass! And then, that won't ever get past the censor. We gotta think of something.
My cock is always throbbing! It's turning blue and veiny! And when I come, it gets all over your chin!
I'm sure they had a version of that off
there. I've got a huge cock. I've got a huge cock. And it's turgid and tumescent, and it's a beautiful big cock. And he's got a big cock, and she's got a big cock. Because she might not be a man after all. We've got big cocks. We've got big cocks. We've got big cocks.
So we kind of had a more recent resolve to include more, current metal news on the show about, tours coming through, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Actually, as it happens, if you're local to the Austin area, MOD and Sarcolytic, a band featuring tattoo artist extraordinaire John Zig, are going to be playing in San Marcos on Friday. I think I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, they just played last weekend here in town.
Yeah, we fucking missed it. So, seven people were taken into custody on Thursday, June 21st, in connection with a series of attacks on Christian sites in Brittany, France, the northwest of France, according to the French media reports. The detained individuals range in ages from 20 to 30 years, but no further details regarding their identities have yet been released. A shadowy anti-religious group with links to heavy metal music has claimed responsibility for the attacks, which included burning down the 16th century Chapel of the Cross at Loqueffret, near the remote tip of Brittany. The doors of the chapel were forced open and several original polychrome statues were destroyed. The members of the group, which calls itself True Amoric Black Metal, or TABM, which is kind of close to the TABC here in Texas, Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, describe themselves as extremist and
Texas Alcoholic Bowel Movement.
Yeah, exactly.
Beer shit.
Shouldn't have had all those margaritas.
Hell yeah. Here comes another song. Oh fuck.
Sounds like a 125cc motorbike.
But they say this group, the TABM, say that we are going to strike again, again, and again, warned the letter, in which the group's acronym is scrawled in blood red letters over the image of an inverted Christian cross. Graffiti of the letters ABM, which is just Alcoholic Bowel Movement, was found at 9 Christian sites desecrated in recent weeks. Police previously believed that the letters signified Aryan black metal, a Satanist movement which has links to heavy metal music, paganism, and far white politics. Well, shows you what I know. I hadn't heard of that either. So there you go. Wait,
Satanism, paganism, and the far right movement? It's all linked together.
Yes. That's all one big tapestry.
All goes back to Madame Blavatsky.
Well, apparently it's really weird in Italy. All the Italian black metal kids speak Italian and Norwegian.
Huh.
Because
they're smart and they get educated on other languages.
Well, yeah, but there's no reason for Italians to speak Norwegian. It's not anywhere near a neighboring country. They should speak French or German.
Right.
Or English, perhaps, which a lot of them do. But
sounds apparently... Sounds like that creator song from earlier in the show.
No! Reason to speak Norwegian!
Oh, come on now, everyone! Surely some of you speak a little bit of German? All right, I want to hear everybody saying German words.
Even though I'm half Greek.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Petroza. Petroza. Oh, I thought he was half Italian.
Nope. He is half Greek.
Do you remember that guy at the
Opa, everybody!
Oh, mama, everyone!
Create Opa!
Do you remember that guy at the show who kept screaming, Millie! Millie! Yeah. It's like there's no I before that E, you dipshit. Well, anyway, no more word on what happened with that whole church desecration thing. But it's interesting that it's still happening. I mean, some people are dismissive of that. Some people go, oh, you know, how terrible that they're destroying these artifacts and, you know, historical sites. It's like historical sites of Christianity, everybody. So we still have some show left to go. Immolation has a new album out. But actually, we're not going to play that. We're going to play what's now already, believe it or not, an old classic, which blows my mind because I think about being driving around in 1998 listening to this. I can't fucking believe it's been so long. This is Immolation's album, Failures for Gods. This is when they actually kind of put it into high gear and actually became a lot more prolific with their work. We quickly saw after that Close to a World Below, and then Unholy Cult, and then Harnessing Ruin, and then Shadows in the Light. But this is probably one of
And Hope and Whores.
Hope and Whores. This is their pretty much one of their live staples. It's just awesome song. No Jesus, No Beast. Yeah.
Yeah. with courtesy formations. Those who will stand committed no more. Icon of icon, shattered over taken. This bastard, this beast, this chief of monsters.
You're listening to The Metal Enema on SolarFall.com. That was Voivod with Korgul the Exterminator and Satyricon with King of the Shadow Throne and Immolation with No Jesus, No Beast.
That's right. We still got a little bit of show to cover, so I guess we should...
So shut the fuck up and rock out! Hell yeah!
We'll be right back. will return the survivors white race unless there are drastic measures. I'm an enemy of this system. I'm an enemy of a government and a religion that tend to exterminate my race.
Yeah!
Hell yeah, that was Bringer of Terror from Funeral Mist. And
hell yeah!
Before that, Sigur Blot with motherfucking Chaos Prayer, Demus Bellum.
Yeah.
And before that, fucking Nile with Cast Down the Motherfucking Heretic. Yes, indeed, Paco. The chain. I feel your pain.
I feel your chapain.
Yeah, your chapain.
The weird thing is his name was something like Michael Richards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The guy who...
Or Ricky Martin or something. Yeah. the guy
who insulted all the...
Oh, you know, speaking of Michael Richards.
Yeah.
So the NAACP held a ceremonial burial for the N-word over the weekend or
again?
Last week. Yeah, well, no, the first ceremonial burial they had was for Jim Crow, and they buried Jim Crow.
Yeah, they picked one of their own and made him lay down. And
now they took a coffin where, and it said a facsimile of the N-word over it,
uh-huh.
with fake flowers, and then they took it to the Detroit cemetery, the uh-huh. main one, and buried it and said, "Goodbye, N-word. We don't want you around here no more," which is them uttering that statement's ironic on several levels. But it said that the N-word buried now is going to have a headstone, which is hilarious to me because now we can go to Detroit and go, "Hey, let's go see where that nigger's buried."
Oh, no. Oh dear. Well, you know, I guess they're kind of setting it up that way. I mean, what else are you supposed to say? Plus,
let's go see where that N-word's buried.
Yeah. Am I supposed to understand that now every time somebody uses that word, it's a zombie N-word? Oh, God, it's back from the dead. It's come back to eat us all. It's zombie N-word. Oh, no. Those of you watchdog motherfuckers out there, don't flip out, okay? We make jokes about everybody.
It's not in the news,
it's in the news. They brought it up, not us, okay? And we're saying all this because we don't want Solar Fall to get kicked off.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. No, seriously.
It's them uppity motherfuckers.
They don't know when to quit.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, on that sour note, I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
The Chain.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you next time.